Welcome to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman, the show for spiritually rooted women who are hungry for change and growth. I am your host, Natalie Warren, and my mission as a personal development strategist and inner healer is to inspire, educate, and motivate women worldwide to stop limiting themselves and settling for less than what they want and were created to be. If you are ready to transform your life by getting out of your own way, hearing your soul's voice above the noise, and activating your life's purpose, you are at the best place. Let's tune in to today's episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. Hello, 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 and welcome back to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman podcast. I am delighted that you're joining today, and I know that you are here listening because you are hungry for growth and change. And maybe even in this life, you're feeling a pull, you're feeling an urge to kind of move into your next level, and you may miss or not have those tools that you need to get going. And so it is my delight and my joy to help you and to support you to make those steps with ease and flow as you are awakening to the truth of who you really are. Today's episode is how to hit the reset button on your life. How to do that, how to reset. And for some of us, we don't know if we need the reset button pushed. So I want to help you. I want to support you in knowing that this is for you. You might be saying, Natalie, I have started to kind of feel restless and bored with where I am in my life. I'm not really taking the best care of myself. I know and I want to do better. That my schedule has become very busy, and it's hard for me to just find that motivation to keep going. Or you may be saying that I just feel something is missing from my life, or there just has to be more to life than this. And then for others, you're really thinking, I keep continuing to doubt myself and where my life is right now, and I just feel like I need a new start. I need a new beginning. And this is what we're going to talk about today, how to hit the reset button on your life. I want you to know that you have the power to hit that button at any point in your life. You don't have to wait for the first of the year. You don't have to wait till crisis comes. You don't have to wait until you are exhausted and at the end, that you can decide, even in this moment that you're listening to this, that you can hit that reset button. What I love about a reset button is it's your personal empowerment button, and it's accessible to you anytime you desire change. I want you to think about where you have been wanting and desiring change in your life, and asking yourself, am I ready to do the steps? Am I ready? Am I open to doing the steps that I need to make things change, to bring forth change? I like to say that either you create it or you attract it. And I'm going to share in today's episode about some areas in my own life where I decided I want to hit the reset button. I like to think of reset. I'll also be using the word reboot. And when I think about reboot, I think about a computer. And I really think about those three things that you hit on the computer in order to reboot it. And that gives it a reset. And that is what, you know, Control, Alt, and Delete. Control, Alt, Delete. And being able to press those buttons simultaneously creates major changes in the computer, that it just restarts everything. And maybe that's what you're saying I need. I need to relinquish control. I need to get an alternative way of doing things, and I need to delete and let go of some other things. And that's what we are going to talk about today. Many people are oftentimes held back. Maybe you're one of them. You're held back because you simply just don't know how to improve things. You know, you might say, I want to change this, but I'm not sure how. I love teaching women about that because a lot of the times we get stuck on the how-to. We get stuck on the how-to. Our minds often want to be in control and it wants to know answers and it's got to fill in the blanks. It does this very well, but that sometimes gets in the way. And in this episode, I really don't want you to tune into so many of the how-tos. I want you to be more open and saying I'm open to learning how to, because that puts us in a different space. That puts us in a different energy level to receive what we need. And I believe even in this path of things unfolding for you is that the things that you need will come to you when you need them. And you're listening to this podcast even at this moment because maybe you were thinking, oh, I want to change this. I wish I knew how to do this. I think I'm ready to. And you ended up, you landed to listen to this episode where I'll be sharing some of those things, those how-tos to support you do the change, make the change in your own life that you've been seeking. And let's talk about then what areas of your life may be ready for what? A reset. And I ask that you give yourself permission to reset in these areas. And we're going to talk about later on some of those action steps that you're willing to take. Because if you've listened to the podcast before, I am a personal development strategist. And so I am all about helping people get the strategies to become the best version of themselves and helping them to release the mental and the emotional blocks, all the stuff you can't see that's stopping you from doing that. And in that, we'll be doing some of that. So I often give you a task or a challenge that's going to push you beyond where you are and give you a fresh, clean slate to begin some new efforts and to create some new habits in the life that you desire. So let's start with these areas. And I'm going to share about how I have been doing some of the reset in my own life. Area number one, that you may be in need of a reset, is your wardrobe. Think about your wardrobe right now. Think about the clothing that you have. And for me, I had to do a reset on my wardrobe. As I looked through my closet earlier this year, I noticed that there were a lot of clothing in there that I had from when I was in college. College for me was many years ago. But I was holding on to clothes that from college that I could not fit. Let's add that to this conversation. I got married 8 years ago in October. It'll be 8 years. And we quickly were able to start having children. And so there was this 6-year period of either me having children or me nursing. And so my body was not the same body that I had in college or any time before I got married. But what I realized as I was looking through the closet was that it was a reflection of a person I used to be. And I want you to really think about your closet and your wardrobe. And is it reflective of the woman that you are today? Is it reflective of the woman that you are becoming? And in that, I had to remove some of the clothing that I could no longer wear. I was hoping, you know how we are, ladies. You're hoping that you'll get back into it. You're hoping that, I don't know, it will miraculously change. One day you'll just slip right into it. But I had to realize that some of those things I had to let go of. And that was okay because I was making room for something new. And I hope that you can hear that even for yourself and you assessing your wardrobe. In me thinking about my wardrobe and my clothing, I also think about that maybe you need to reset in your appearance overall. Maybe it's your hairstyle. Maybe it's time for you to change that up, whether it's in color or that's in a cut. I recently cut my hair off. I had this urge and this itch. So another thing about resetting for some of you, I want you to follow your intuition, follow that urge and that pull. And I kept feeling an urge and a pull to cut my hair. If you've known me for some time, I'll go from short to long, and I don't have challenges doing either one. But I kept feeling an urge, and so I did cut it, and I still wasn't satisfied. I don't know if you know that feeling, that intuitive feeling of just feeling content and at peace. And so I cut a little more and I realized that something still felt off, didn't feel right. And finally, I decided I'm going to cut even more. And what? I don't even know how I can explain the feeling. But last year I set intentions. I hope that you set intentions each year. And I set an intention that I wanted to feel sexy and confident in my body this year. And so the appearance was one part of that. But the second place, or the next place that I want to challenge you to reset, is your diet. Reset your diet and start anew. Start some new habits. Let go of some old habits. And I did that this year. So I wanted to lose the weight that I gained from having children, but I wasn't doing anything. You know how that is. It's wishful thinking that sometimes we have. And then I decided, Natalie, if you want change, you got to do some things differently. And it was in an instant. It's almost amazing, because when I started to align with that belief that I wanted to change and reset my diet, I heard on the radio about a plan that Dr. Enon Smith does. And I gathered myself and said, Natalie, let's do it. I bought the book. I talked to my husband about it, got him on board, which was a miracle all by itself. And then I started the plan, and it was effortless, letting go of some of the stuff that no longer was serving me or my body. And you know that stuff. You know the stuff that when you eat it, it doesn't agree with you. Whether it's your digestive system, it makes you feel sluggish or heavy. It doesn't make you feel full. I was letting go of some of that stuff and was doing it, adding exercise, which is a part of your diet, and adding exercise into my life, which the plan only required 15 minutes a day. And in that, and me being consistent with that, in spite of challenges of going out to eat or other people having food that I would have wanted, I'm happy to say that I lost 10 pounds. And it didn't feel like work, because I know that it was aligned with who I was and who I wanted to be. It was aligned with the intention that I set earlier, or the year prior, to feel confident and sexy in my body. And I am so, so free. When people now come up to me and say, oh my gosh, you look amazing, I say, I feel amazing. There is nothing like looking and feeling amazing, because I know what it's looked to look amazing and not feel it. And so in that, I'm hoping that you will reset your diet. Number two of what we're talking about, an area of your life to reset. I've been doing a lot of the work, the inner work, but it's also been impacting the outer space. And another area of your life I want you to restart or reboot, I want you to think about the goals. What is it that you want to accomplish? Have you been saying, you know what, I want my life to be more meaningful and more impactful, but I'm not feeling that way in this current state that I'm in? What is it that you need to do? What is it that you've been feeling that you should do or could do differently that you haven't done? And resetting our goals might look like going back to what we said we wanted, or even pushing ourselves to dream again. How many times have you stopped dreaming? You said, you know, I'm not going to be able to do that. I don't have the money to do that. I've got to take care of responsibilities. That's going to take 5 years for me to accomplish. And maybe that's not true. Maybe it's that you can get some help and support to help you move along. And that's why I love doing coaching. I love helping women to cut that learning curve in half, being able to share what I've learned from my own personal experience, from the experience of the women that I've already worked with, helping them to cut the learning curve, helping them to get out of their head. You know, the space that you are often in where you tell yourself all the stuff that you can't do, or you tell yourself all the things that can't happen for you, that stuff. And being able to restart your goals. You have at this moment that this podcast is being aired, you still have time in 2019 to make it happen. It's not over, and you still can do those things and really get focused and restarting in that area. Let's go to another one. I want you to restart. I want you to reset, reboot your calendar. I want you to really look at and take an assessment of what's on your plate. What are you doing with your time? I want you to question everything. I want you to question, why are you doing this and why aren't you doing that? I want you to question why you're watching television for this long, or why is it that we're scrolling down social media all afternoon? Want you to question everything and restart your calendar, restart the time that you're spending, and see how you can make things different. I have restarted my calendar and I wanted to read more and kept making up excuses about why I couldn't read more. And then all of a sudden it hits me, Natalie, you can do an Audible book. I had some in my library, but I hadn't been listening to them. And I said, you know what? I said, this is what I want. And this is what I can do to make it happen. And I reset and I restarted that and rebooted. And this is going to impact all of these areas, will impact your life. And in that, I've been able to read more books about finances and changing my mindset about finances, which is another area I want you to reset in. And getting information about how to think, not just about where I am financially, but where I want to be financially. And listening to how people who have more than me at this time are spending their time and their energy and where they're working, how they're working their businesses, so that I can do that, and resetting. And so that is the next area of your life I want you to think about, where you can be resetting and rebooting in your finances. And thinking about where your money is going, not being afraid to look at your budget, not being afraid to balance your checkbook or check your bank account. Planning and thinking about, when I am able to make this much money in my business, how will I be spending it? What would it cost me to really buy that house that I really want? Really, really being clear about those things and resetting, starting anew, saying, you know what, I haven't saved anything for 2019, but this is what I'm going to start doing today. And I want to set aside this money for retirement, and I'm going to do this, and I want to make sure that I'm able to donate. Whatever it is, go ahead and restart. Reset. You can push the button right now, Control Alt Delete. And getting yourself in a position to create the life that you want and that you were intended to have. I believe that you were intended to have a whole, full, fulfilling life, that you were intended to live in abundance. And that for me isn't just financial abundance of health and wisdom and relationships and love and peace and joy. And that you can start and press that button right now. You don't have to wait until January 1st to do it. And I want you to do two other areas, and then we're going to see about the challenges that you're ready to take on. Another thing I want you to reset, I want you to restart and maybe create a new beginning, is think about your living space. Maybe it's a room, maybe it's your office, maybe it's your living room, maybe it's your garage, but I want you to start to do some decluttering and seeing what's in that space that you need to let go of. What's in that space that you need to rearrange, maybe decorate, maybe add a little color or a little pop here of your favorite thing. Letting go of stuff that you've had for so long and making room for new, and resetting the living space in the room, preparing for what you are anticipating to happen to manifest in your life. And then the last one I wanted to mention about a reset, and how you can create a new beginning, how you can reignite your passion, your desire to create the life that you want, is to reset on a retreat. To reset on a retreat. And that could look like many things. There's nothing like getting away from the familiar, to get away from the noise, the distractions, all of the stuff, the responsibilities of your life, pulling away with an intention to focus on you, to focus on your relationship with yourself, your relationship with God, to connect with other women who are like-minded as yourself, who are on a journey of spiritual and personal development, of inner healing. Pulling away, even if that's just for a weekend, even if it's just for an overnight. Recently, I spent some time with someone that I know who was just wanting to get away, retreat. And we couldn't figure out a way how to do that in a time frame that's in her near future that she could afford. So I said, you know what? Let's just get away for the evening. Let's retreat and reset. Let's be present in a different moment and just be aware of what's happening and enjoy it. And that's what I wanted to challenge you with, to reset on a retreat. And I love doing retreats. I actually host retreats for women who want to release the fears and the wounds of their past that are getting in the way of their present and affecting them in a way that they can't move forward in the life that they want and live out the life they were created to have. I enjoy that. And I absolutely love bringing women together and having the energy of being supported and loved and understood by women who may not even know who you are, but they understand your struggle. And I'm excited because we are embarking to host our 5th annual retreat that is coming up September the 20th through the 22nd of September, the Whole Woman Transformative Retreat. And if you're saying, Natalie, this is what I need to really officially reset, I need to push that button and not just push it for a one-time reset, but that it alters and changes the rest of my life. I am so ready for change and I'm open for it. And I've been feeling that urge and I've been feeling the urgency and the pull to do something different. I want to invite you to join us and I want to invite you to check out more information about the retreat. You can visit the website at www.thewholewomanexperience.com. You'll get all information about it. Tickets are selling currently and they are selling fast. And so you want to go ahead and take action, which is the last thing I want to leave you with. I want to leave you with, what action are you going to take to reset? This will not happen without your participation. Reset. Figure out the one area right now that you want to focus on. Come back to the podcast later and find another area as you are moving along in the first one so that you can reset and move forward and start a new beginning for the life that you want and were created to have. Awaken your inner whole woman. I'm excited about what's going to happen for you next. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. If you liked our show and want to know more, check us out at www.awaken2power.com. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, and we would love to hear your feedback. Join us next week for another episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman.